This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Roseau has been lucky to have a bakery in town for much of its history. I was looking through some newspapers at the Roseau County Museum a while ago and found information about business changes taking place in 1929. The information was in a column from January 25, 1929, that talked about the bakery and another business. The article said that George G. Olson bought the bakery, but a family member tells me that it was Alfred Olson. So I'll replace the name George with Alfred in the article. Two business deals were consummated this week in the village, changing the ownership of as many real estate properties. One was the purchase by Wilson Brothers of the barbershop building owned by R.O. DeLapp, and the other was the change of ownership of the Roseau Bakery, by which Alfred Olson bought James Stanley's interest. Wilson Brothers, in buying Mr. DeLapp's building, are making the first move to reestablish their meat market business. A location was sought in the center business block. The changeover is yet a matter of time. Mr. DeLapp has been located in the building for over 6 years, with the exception of a short time when his barbershop was located in the basement room of the Citizens State Bank. Mr. DeLapp has nothing definite in mind, although he will remain in Roseau for the present. He has been the owner of the building since the spring of 1925. The deal for the bakery brings to a close the business life in this village of Mr. and Mrs. Stanley, of 2 years' duration. The bakery has good equipment and has been well kept up. The new owner, Alfred Olson, learned the trade in Norway, working at the business in the old country 7 years. He comes from Redfield, South Dakota here. Mr. Olson has been doing bakery work in Redfield the past 11 years and has been continually in the employment of one bakery during that time. He comes here well recommended. Mr. Olson is a married man, having a wife and 4 children who will arrive here as soon as arrangements can be made for moving them and the household goods. Mr. Olson and his family are not strangers in Roseau County. He homesteaded northeast of Salo in 1909. And lived there 7 years. He has been back here since, on visits, and has kept in touch with the progress of the county. Mr. Olson stated the bakery would be open until stock on hand is sold, but does not expect to do any baking for the public until sometime next week. Getting located and moving his family here will occupy his time until then. He intends to add to the equipment of the bakery from time to time, as business warrants, developing the bakery to highest efficiency. The community extends to Mr. Olson and family a hearty welcome. Mr. and Mrs. Stanley plan to go to Colorado and expect to leave soon. An item in the February 1, 1929 Roseau Times Region said this: Mr. and Mrs. James Stanley, who operated a bakery here the past 2 years and sold out to Alfred J. Olson last week, left Friday for Orleans, Nebraska. Mr. Stanley has bought a bakery and restaurant at that place. Orleans is located in the southwestern part of Nebraska. Jim spoke as though he was going from a warmer to a cooler climate. Jim was a live wire of his sort and an exceptional personality. He will undoubtedly be missed. A little more information was shared in a 2013 article about an Olson family reunion. Here's what that said. An Olson family reunion is being held this weekend in Roseau with the descendants of Alfred J. and Serene Olson. Serene and her sister Margaret emigrated from the Trondheim area of Norway in 1907, and Alfred came later that same year. Alfred and Serene married in Redfield, South Dakota in 1908. Margaret married Martin Brenhag of Roseau, and they have several descendants in this area. The Corneliusen families from the Salo area are relatives as well. Alfred and Serene Olson homestead north of Salo in 1909. Later they bought the bakery in Roseau and farmed east of Roseau. Alfred was the baker, and daughters Jenny and Agnes worked the lunch counter. Son Uther, nicknamed Bake, and daughter Gladys attended Roseau schools. Uther drove the bakery delivery truck around Roseau and to other towns and county stores. The bakery was sold to Arnold Honnell in 1941. Jenny married Elton Strandley. Agnes married Gordon Queen, and they lived and raised their families in Roseau. Gladys married Harold Red Hagen and lived in New Rockford, North Dakota with their family. Uther Olson died in World War II. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.